Welcome to the 5 W's podcast. What works for who, in what context, and why? The Monday morning commute episodes exist not to provide answers, but stimulate thought, pique interest, inspire curiosity, and drive self-reflection. Each episode, we explore a theoretical concept, heuristic, or an autoethnographic narrative in a short, digestible format, one that fits nicely into your daily commute. The chicken or the egg. The purpose of a strength and conditioning coach is to plan, deliver, and review the physical and physiological preparation of athletes, resulting in sport-specific performance outcomes, half and triplet 2015. Traditionally, S&C focuses on the hard sciences, for example, biomechanics, physiology, and by using objective data, i.e. how much an athlete can lift, jump or sprint, we can justify role, position or intervention. This is arguably why accreditation bodies, the NSCA, UKSCA, predominantly focus on biophysical outcomes during their assessment or CPD processes. Sports coaching, and by extension S&C, has been described as an activity which occurs between people and as such is a psychosocial practice. Cassidy 2015, Kirk 2010. Court and Gilbert 2009 provided an integrated definition of effective coaching as the consistent application of integrated professional, interpersonal and intrapersonal knowledge to improve athletes' competence, confidence, connection and character in specific coaching contexts. As such, effective coaching incorporates psychosocial practice, which requires the coach to fulfill a variety of roles, including educating, training, guiding, and providing mental support to athletes. In summary, although the technical aspects of knowing what and how have been extensively covered in S&C coach education, the understanding of coaches' effectiveness through developing psychosocial behaviours and characteristics is sparse. Quinn, 1996, Radcliffe, 2013. One question I've been asked a number of times as I try to spread the gospel of biopsychosocial is what comes first? Do you learn the hard scientific facts or do you learn the soft conceptual and knowledge transferable skills of coaching first? Without doubt, if I have to justify my role to my boss or the finance department looking to make savings or where money can be spent, I'm going to use objective data. How much did athletes improve strength, speed or endurance? How has the S&C program reduced the likelihood of injuries or days lost to injury? That scientific knowledge gets our foot in the door. However, most coaches will discuss how they are athlete-centered to gain an initial insight into an athlete-centered coaching approach. Researchers have concentrated on examining the psychosocial aspect of S&C coaching. This research highlights that athletes perceive psychosocial behaviours, i.e. being caring, comforting and understanding, to be an important, integral characteristic of effective coaching practices S&C. So while hard facts get you in the door, a caring nature may keep you in the room. So the physical comes first, right? How many students get taught how to use force plates at university as part of their course? How many coaches actually use force plates in everyday practice? I never have. How many students can actually interact with athletes and convey a message or build rapport with them? A skill I have to plan, deliver, and reflect upon a daily basis. For me, the question of developing physical or psychosocial skills first does not have to be mutually exclusive. Jeffries, 2023, states, "It has often been said that knowledge is power, and the importance of knowledge continues to drive much of our S&C education and professional development. However, whether knowledge is the key differential between levels of performance of S&C coaches is open to debate. Today, there is more knowledge and information available than ever before, and this can easily be accessed via multiple sources such as the internet, magazine, journals, and so on. In short, knowledge is available to a much wider audience and at an ever-increasing rate. As a result, in today's world, it could be argued that real value lies not in knowledge per se, but in how this information is applied to practice, execution. Many strength coaches will attest to the fact that the real challenges they face in their daily practice rarely relate to accessing knowledge, but instead in synthesizing and inputting this knowledge into practice in a constantly changing training environment, the essence of execution. Additionally, many of the critical challenges they face do not relate to programming issues, but instead relate directly to the ability to execute. We have an execution gap that is preventing coaches achieving their full potential. In any applied field, great execution is critical and a necessary condition for success, and S&C coaching is no different. So what comes first? Whatever skill is needed to execute.